It's time for Newark High School Basketball on K98.7.
Drives baseline all the way, lays it up and in.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lickie Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Widener's Corner, and Batteries Unlimited.
Bullseye!
It's Newark Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
From Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, it is a huge showdown in the OCC Buckeye on this Friday night as the Newark Wildcats play host to the Tigers of Pickerington Central. Happy holidays, everyone. I'm Brian Mays. Thanks for spending some of your Friday evening with us, and we are looking forward to this matchup. Both teams come in undefeated. Central 5-0, 3-0 in the Buckeye, and the Wildcats 4-0, also 3-0 in the lead. The Cats on Tuesday disposed of Canal Winchester 75-52. The Cats led 20-7 after one quarter and never looked back, leading by 21 at halftime. Jake Quackenbush, his third straight double-double, 26-15. Tybron Brooks with 15. Ty Gilbert with four threes, chipped in with 14. And Zach Meister, the sophomore, his first double-figure contest, he had 10. Newark shot 57% from the floor, 53% from three, and were perfect at the line, 8 of 8. And for the fourth straight game, they dominated the backboards, out-rebounding the Indians 28-18. Pickerington Central, they come in red hot as well. They took care of Lancaster 63-43 at home on Tuesday. They have been playing extremely good defense. Four straight opponents have been held to under 50 points. They're on a redemption tour. Last year they only went 12-12, though they went 9-5 in the OCC Buckeye. And Coach Eric Kruger, he's got five seniors and six juniors, so it's a loaded team, and they are looking to get revenge from the last couple of seasons. Newark has won four straight in the series. The Cats won here at the Jimmy last year, 62-52, and also won at Pickerington Central, 58-53. How similar are these teams? Newark is scoring 68 points a game, Pickerington Central 69. The Cats are just giving up 41, and the Tigers only 47. It's getting hot in here already. The place is getting full. We should have a packed Jimmy Allen Gymnasium tonight, which will be a good one between Pickerington Central and your Newark Wildcats. Up next, we'll hear from head coach Jeff Quackenbush as the Wildcat pregame show continues on the exclusive home of Newark Wildcat basketball, K98.7.
Have you ever slept late?
Oh, my clock there.
Can't call work because your phone battery's shot. Car won't start because, well, you know.
Oh, no.
The world runs on batteries. And you can find batteries for anything and everything in your world at Batteries Unlimited. Watches, cars, camcorders, laptops, even bulldozers. If it can use a battery, we have that battery at Batteries Unlimited.
Route 79 in Heath and at 200 West High Street in Mount Vernon.
Batteries Unlimited. More power to you.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites, fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
It's time to stop worrying about the cold and start enjoying the season. This is Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. With Houston and York, you can stop stressing over repair costs and start investing in guaranteed comfort. Don't let your money freeze up this winter. Utilize our 18-month same-as-cash financing and stay toasty. That's total peace of mind all season long and a warranty that will last years to come. Call today at 740-763-3961. Houston Plumbing and Heating, where one call does it all. Ohio License Number 25394.
Come see us for the 2025 Gift the Outdoors sales event. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select player side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select player sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. From us here at the Toy Store, we wish you a happy holiday holiday season.
This is Newark High School Basketball on KATE 98.7.
Welcome back, everyone, to Newark Wildcats Basketball as we get ready for this early league conference showdown with Pickerington Central, joined by head coach Jeff Quackenbush. Coach, before we look ahead to tonight, let's go back to Tuesday. A lot of people on the outside would have said that could have been a trap game, but you guys, Ty starts it off with a nice 20-7 after the first quarter and a 21-point lead at halftime. Seems like the guys really came out focused and got the job done.
I thought they did, and when you have six seniors, you know, you would hope that they are going to be focused every time you get a chance to play, because, you know, limited number of games are going to get a chance to play in front of this crowd, and they grew up here, so I know our kids are going to show up. You hope. They're still teenagers, but you hope they're going to show up every night.
Four players in double figures. I mean, you love to have that type of balance offensively.
Absolutely. And Zach Meister, I think, was the fourth.
Yep.
And is really off to a good start for a sophomore and understands his role and is playing really hard. And when Jake and Ty Braun and Ty play well, we can kind of hang around with anybody.
And I thought, again, he's letting the game come to him, I thought, very nicely offensively. If he sees the opportunity, he takes it, but he's not rushing, and he just seems to get more comfortable each and every game.
I think he does, and the one thing he brings to us that probably some people don't notice is how much he offensive rebounds. Mm-hmm. He really keeps plays alive, and that's something we've really stressed this fall in the preseason. So Zach's having a good year so far.
Three straight double-doubles for number 33. He continues to get it done, and I just said how Zach lets the game come to him. It seems like Jade's doing the same thing, not forcing a lot of things, but when the opportunity is there, he takes advantage of it.
Yeah, you know, he's a team player. I believe he also leads us in assists. So we're going to have to play through Jake. We have to figure out how teams are going to guard him first and then figure out ways to get him the ball and then play off of him, whether we're slipping screens or curling other guys. So he's off to a good start also.
Who gets the credit for the quick first step, mom or dad?
Definitely mom. Yeah, dad, people have film on me. I was slow.
But he does, I think, people know his girth and how he's gotten stronger. But I do think his quickness does fool a couple people because he's able to hit the baseline maybe quicker than some defenders think.
Well, I think that's just footwork. And, you know, that's something he's really worked on since he was in ninth grade and when he was a lot smaller, was just footwork. And, you know, our post players around here, any post player that played here know it's all about footwork. And he's really worked on that on tons of different pivots. But his reverse pivot right now is pretty good.
So in comes Central. They're undefeated. I think they were disappointed with how they had their record last year, 500, even though they were 9-5 in the league. Just watching the game from Lancaster on Tuesday night, they get after you a lot of different ways. They'll press you. They'll trap you at half court. Then they'll just play some man-to-man. So you've got to be ready for changes defensively with them.
Yeah, they're definitely going to trap. They're going to trap all ball screens. They're going to go what we call go calls, where the coach just sends a guy to go trap the mm-hmm. point guard. They're going to pick you up full court. They play 9 or 10 kids. So unlike some other teams we've been playing, they're a much deeper bench. So we'll have to take care of the basketball. If we turn the ball over a lot, it's going to be a long night.
And that's, I guess, the help that you have when you've got so many ball handlers that are going to be able to either dribble out of the trap or find the open man. Because, like you said, I think that's going to be the huge key tonight, along with the fact that when you get out of the trap, Lancaster had some open looks, and you just have to decide, is that the best shot available?
Yeah, you have to attack out of a trap. You can't let teams just have a free trap, and then you try to set up offense. You have to attack out of it and make people pay for trapping. If we do that, we will get some good looks behind the arc, and we'll get some stuff at the rim. You can't be passive out of traps.
Defensively, it seems like they like to drive and dish. Of course, Evan sometimes will take it to the hole himself, but it seems like they want to create and then get that open look.
They're going to spread the floor, similar to what Hartley did, similar mm-hmm. to what Groveport did. They're going to spread the floor and make you guard in space. We're going to have to keep guys in front of us. We struggled to keep number two and number three in front of us last year. We're going to have to keep guys in front of us.
I know when we talked in the preseason, you didn't like to look at, you know, five games in, six games in, but I'm going to come back to that tonight and then tomorrow against Afrocentric. Would you look at those as measuring sticks of where this ball club is as then you head into the holiday break?
I think you look at every game as a measuring stick. I think you look at every practice as a measuring stick. These teams are known to be teams that win more. You've just got to go out and play. But I will have a better idea tonight at 9:30, 10 o'clock. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock, I'll have a better idea about this team. But again, they're teenagers. We just need to keep the grind going through March.
And teenagers, but yet I think because you have the seniors who have been through so many big games over the last couple of years, that's, I don't want to say an advantage, but at least something you don't have to be concerned about tonight.
Yeah, there shouldn't be anything that teams do to them that are going to surprise
them.
When you're talking about Ty and Jake and Ty Braun, those are guys that have to be steady every time you go out and play. Doesn't mean they have to score 20 points. They just have to be steady, and the role players need to know that they're out there and they'll take care of the ball.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you, Coach.
Yep, thank you.
This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
The holidays are a time to celebrate with family, friends, and community. A time to be thankful for what we have and give back to those less fortunate at this magical time of year. Shamrock Printing in downtown Newark is still your top choice for high-end quality printing, custom apparel, banners, and more. The warmest wishes of the holiday season are extended to your family from our family at Shamrock Printing. Have a safe and happy holiday.
At Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Lincoln County residents. Our healthcare technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70. Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive through away.
It's time to stop worrying about the cold and start enjoying the season. This is Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. With Houston and York, you can stop stressing over repair costs and start investing in guaranteed comfort. Don't let your money freeze up this winter. Utilize our 18-month same-as-cash financing and stay toasty. That's total peace of mind all season long and a warranty that will last years to come. Call today at 740-763-3961. Houston Plumbing and Heating, where one call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
For safe and reliable collision repairs, depend on family-run, veteran-owned Newark and Zanesville Auto Body. Your car deserves nothing less than iCar Gold Class certified repairs. We'll make your car like new again. Get your free estimate started today by calling 740-899-4111. That's 740-899-4111.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Welcome back to Gary Walters Court. We get ready for the Cats and the Tigers in this OCC Buckeye matchup. Both teams unbeaten in lead play, so the winner will not have sole possession of first place yet because Reynoldsburg is also undefeated in the lead. But it does give a kind of a clear picture of who might be the standout between these two ball clubs. Of course, they'll meet later on this year at Pickerington, so you got to control your home court. The Cats were able to do that last year, defeating the Tigers here, and they want a repeat performance to take care of Pickerington this evening. Should be a great matchup, and now we get ready for the playing of our national anthem.
Thank you.
It's a packed house here at the Jimmy. Two teams that know how to win and battle each other. We expect a very physical contest. So, again, how the referees call tonight's game will be pivotal as well, as both teams want to get up and down but also want to play physical man-to-man defense. And we'll see how much the referees will let that physical play either go or not go. And hopefully they will call it consistently between both halves. That'll be the key as well. And we talk about tradition. These two teams know how to go all the way to the state championship and capture the hardware. Newark with four state titles and Central with two state championships in boys basketball. Their last coming just a couple years ago in 2022. Of course, the Cats' last state title back in 2008. So both these teams always have high aspirations to capture the district and then see what damage they can do in the regionals. So let's get ready for tonight's starting lineups. First for Pickerington Central, 6'3 junior Kevin Smith. Also starting up front, 6'2 junior Albert Moore. Avian Snyder, another senior, will be in the starting lineup for Pick Central. Aiden Snyder, who was not playing in the Lancaster game because of an injury, he will be back. And the guy that kind of makes the engine go, Landon Evans, will also round out the starting lineup. He's 6'5", but does run the point a majority of the time for Central. So again, it's Evans, Snyder, Avian Snyder, his brother Aiden Snyder, Albert Moore, and Kevin Smith. For the Cats, it'll be the same starting five that we've seen throughout. Jay Quackenbush, averaging 25 points a game, will start up front, along with Ty Gilbert at 13 points per contest. Alex Irvin Royster will also start up front for the Cats, another senior. Tybron Brooks at 14 a game will be in the backcourt. And sophomore Zach Meister, coming off his career high, will round out the starting lineup for the Cats. Quackenbush, Gilbert, Irvin Royster, Brooks, and Meister for Newark. Cats in their home white will go right to left to start this thing off. And Pickerington Central in their away jerseys, blue with white trim. Quackenbush will jump center against Kevin Smith. And we are set to go. Unbeaten's colliding here at the Jimmy. The Cats and Tigers on Kate 98.7. Opening tap controlled by Newark. Tybron Brooks has it in the backcourt. He will bring it across the timeline. Central will start man-to-man. Hands it off to Gilbert. Now Meister has it left wing outside the three-point arc. And Central already switching defenses. They're going to a 1-2-2. Here's Royster left baseline. Meister right wing. Zach swings it. Gilbert thought about the three. Spins away to the right elbow. Cut off. Nothing there. Royster up top. Brooks. Tybron will set it up. Quackenbush at the foul circle. Hang shoots. No good. Rebound inside. Meister steals it away. Back to Quackenbush in the lane. No good. Meister battles for another rebound, but it is controlled by Central and Avian Snyder. Snyder brings it all the way. He'll stop. Pop. Got it. Central on the board first. 2-0. About a minute in here in this first quarter. Snyder got the rebound. Took it all the way. Here comes the half-court trap. Brooks in trouble. Gets it off to Gilbert. How quickly you can move out of the trap is the key. Meister, good move, baseline, puts it up. It's rejected, though, by Moore, and here comes the Tigers. They're showing good defense early. As we mentioned, they've held four straight opponents under 50, and they're showing it right now. Shot no good, rebound Irvin Royster. Cats trailing 2-0. Just underway here, first quarter, 6.5 to play. Central back into the 1-2-2, which is easier to trap of. And that's what they're looking to do a majority of the time. They really blitz Lancaster with traps. Quackenbush inside. Turnaround. Got it. Central went for a flop. The referees didn't do it. Jake gets on the board, and we're tied at 2 at 6:15. First stands up. Avian Snyder loses it. Ball on the floor. Who gets it? It's Brooks to Quackenbush. Jake was looking long, but decided to hold it smartly. Of course, his sister Emma is an outstanding deep throw to usually Callie Geller on the girls' side. She's got that down very nicely. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cats. Right now, they're letting them play. We're just in just a couple of minutes. We'll see if it continues. In it goes in the backcourt to Brooks. He'll bring it across the timeline. Gilbert left wing. Ty spins away. Now brings it back up top. Brooks, right elbow. Inside, Irvin Royster battles. Now kicks it off to Meister. Zach being very aggressive. He takes it into the paint. We'll kick it to Gilbert, left wing. Meister, right wing. Thought about the three. Back to Brooks. Inside, Quackenbush. Turns, shoots, swish. Jake with a quick four, and the Cats up 4-2. 5:20 first quarter. Central with the basketball. It's Moore way out front. Gilbert hounds him. Now he'll take it in strong. Puts it up. No good. Should have been an over the back. No call. Central gets it back. Evans for three. Nope. Who's going to get it? Ball on the floor. Scramble. Meister again showing good hustle. Can he get the timeout? And he does. Nice hustle by the sophomore. 4-2 Newark, 4:59 first quarter. This is Wildcat basketball on K98.7.
For safe and reliable collision repairs, depend on family-run, veteran-owned Newark and Zanesville Auto Body. Your car deserves nothing less than iCar Gold Class certified repairs. We'll make your car like new again. Get your free estimate started today by calling 740-899-4111. That's 740-899-4111.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
4-2 Newark after the Cats timeout. Zach Meister really coming out aggressively. Love to see that from the sophomore. Brooks across the timeline. Here's Irvin Royster, left wing Gilbert. Baseline Quackenbush. He'll swing it to Brooks. Tyron to take it to the elbow. Shoot, scores. Brooks has had a very solid start to this 25-26 campaign. Near steal by Gilbert. Gilbert, loose ball. Here comes a trap by Newark. Effectively. But Central does dribble out of it with Moore. He's out front. Keeps his dribble. Left wing, it goes to Smith. Looking inside, Evans off his fingers. And right now, Newark playing with more emotion than Central. And I really think they were feeding off Meister with his intensity to start this game. 6-2 Newark, 4-12 first quarter. Here's Brooks. Quackenbush takes it into the paint, has it knocked away, out of bounds. We're going to have a foul on Pickerington. That will be on Albert Moore, his first. They call the reach, and that'll be team foul number one. Baseline out of bounds, Newark. In it goes to Quackenbush. Boy, they have done this all season long. The inbound plays working to perfection. Jake off the glass. It's 8-2 Newark and an 8-0 run here for Newark. Oh, the Cats are just playing ferocious defense right now. Moore has it. He'll take it to the top of the key, looking to make something happen, but he can't penetrate that Newark defense. He keeps his dribble. Now he'll go baseline, three on the way, and that is pure by Kevin Smith. You just kind of tip your hat to that. That was a good shot. 8-5 Newark by three. Quackenbush way out front. Here's Brooks. He'll swing it to Gilbert, right wing. Now back up top, Brooks. Bounce pass, Meister, left wing. Here's Irvin Royster at the foul circle. To Brooks. Thought about the three. Will launch the three. Hard off the back iron. Royster battles, but it goes to Evans for Central. He'll look to take it all the way. Now he'll kick it off. Here's another three on the way, and that is no good by Moore. And the rebound by Quackenbush. Jake with three straight double-doubles. We'll need a big night from the senior. He has delivered time and time again. Gilbert left wing. Swings at Meister right wing. Sad looking inside. No one there. Here's Brooks, top of the key. Brooks to the left elbow. And it goes off of Gilbert. Turnover from Newark. That's their first. 2:47. Quick moving first quarter. 8-5 Newark by three. And it will be inbounded by Central. They'll bring it across. That would be Evans. Evans takes it to the elbow. Cut off. Moore thought about the three. Now gives it off to Smith. Back to Moore. They'll play a little two-man game. He and Kevin Smith. Moore left wing. Three on the way. We're tied. Smith with two trifectas, 8-8 with 2:17 first quarter. So after an 8-0 run by Newark, Central answers with two threes to tie this contest. Quackenbush double team, swings it to Gilbert, up top Brooks, left wing Meister. And an errant pass out of bounds, back-to-back turnovers by Newark. So right now I think Central is going to pound away at Jake, and other guys are going to have to shoot the basketball. And we're going to allow a substitution to come in for, I believe, Newark. Or are they saying no? Going to have to wait for the next one. And that's going to be the case. So Bodie Smith and Sean Breckbill, which we'll get to here in a moment, will be checking in shortly. Here's Moore, top of the key. Smith, another three. This one hard off the iron. Rebound, Gilbert. 1:45, first quarter. We are tied at 8. As the unbeaten is matching up here at Newark High School. Gilbert, right wing. Up top, Quackenbush. Jake, from about 30. Bullseye! Don't shoot it, don't shoot it. Great shot. Jake has 9 of the team's 11. Cats backed up by 3. Evans inside, shoots a tough runner up and in. He is a handful at 6'5". Very athletic, though. 11-10 Newark by a point. Brooks across the timeline. Gilbert. Quackenbush. And you love the fact he went outside. Okay, you're going to double team me inside. I'll just take it outside and hit the three. Brooks looks to take it in. Has it knocked away. Out of bounds. It goes off of Tyburn's left knee. So here comes Smith and Breckbill in for Irvin Royster and Meister, and also now Colton Peterson will check in the game as well for Brooks. Breckbill did not play last game. He was also a bit banged up, and he will look to cause some havoc tonight on Evans and just see if he can frustrate him mentally, push him around a little bit, and use his physicality to see if they can kind of take him out of the game a little bit. Central coming down the roll. Offensive foul. Called on Jordan Sanders, who just checked in the ball game, and he even thumped his chest and said, yeah, that's on me. That's a good call. So the Cats draw an offensive foul, and they get the ball back up 11-10 with 38 seconds to go, first quarter. Gilbert off to Quackenbush, back to Gilbert across the timeline. Here's Smith, right wing. He had a couple nice threes against Canal on Tuesday. He gets it back along the right wing. Thought about it. Now brings it back out. 22 seconds. Cats looking to hold for one here. Peterson outside on the left side. Looking inside. Nice cut. Bodie Smith off the glass and in for two. Move the ball around beautifully. Bodie gets on the board. It's 13-10 Newark. 6 seconds to go, first quarter. And we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Peterson. Yep. He will have his first foul. That's the first on the team. Side out here for Central with 4.2 remaining in the first quarter. Sanders looks to get it in. He will to Moore. Moore looking for a three. Launches at the buzzer. No good. And the tip, no good. Pretty good first quarter to start. Newark up by 3, 13-10. Second quarter on the way next on the home of Newark Wildcat Basketball, Kate 98.7.
Hungry? Then it's time for Wagner's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Wagner's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Wagner's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
Gamers, unwrap the ultimate Christmas gift this year with the hottest gaming gear from Rent-A-Own. Get a Nintendo Switch 2 for just $25 per week. Grab a PS5, Xbox 10, or game anywhere with the Rogue Alley X for only $22 for your first month using one of our holiday coupons. And if you're ready to dominate, unleash the Skytech Viper 2.0 gaming desktop. More power, more speed, more game. Shop in-store or online at r2o.com.
Nothing but net. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
After one, Newark leads Pitt Central 13-10. Tigers get the ball to start quarter number two. Newark led 9 points by Jake Quackenbush, two each for Tyron Brooks and Bodie Smith. Tigers bring it across the timeline with Sanders. He's facing a double team. They look inside. It's Titus O'Neill who just checked in. Swings it to Donovan, who's a new performer here tonight. He misses the shot, but Sanders gets the rebound. Three on the way, no good. Rebound Quackenbush. Coach talked about Central will go deep, and they've got four reserves in there with Evans right now. So they will try to wear you down. For the Cats, it's Quackenbush, Peterson, Smith, Brooks, and Irvin Royster in for Newark. And they're taking a little bit of the air out of the ball right now, up by three, second quarter. Left wing, it's Peterson. Up top, Smith. He'll drive right wing. Right baseline, it's Brooks. Inside Quackenbush, quick move to Smith. Back to Brooks, thought about the three. Now looks to take it in. Good shoulder and head faking, puts it up and in for two. Got the defender to think he was going to pass it, and then he went ahead and loaded it up and got two. He's got four, and the Cats with a 15-10 lead. Their largest lead has been six at 8-2. O'Neill, he's 6'6". He's a man. He'll give it off to Evans. Irvin Royster hounds him. Looks to take it in. He's cut off. Three on the way. Line drive, no good. Quackenbush goes and gets the rebound for Newark. 6.5 to play before the break. Newark up 15-10. Brooks wide open at the foul line. Shot in and out. And the rebound by O'Neill. Here comes the Tigers. Evans, Irvin Royster hounding him. They'll switch off. Now Quackenbush has him. He'll launch from the elbow and got it. And timeout, Pitt Central. We'll take one as well. 6:15, second quarter, 15-12. Cats up by three on the high. Newark Wildcats basketball home. That's Gate 98.7.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
After the Pitt Central timeout, Cats with it in the backcourt, leading 15-12 with 6:08 to go here in the second quarter. Brooks hands it off to Gilbert. Now Smith. Left wing, Irvin Royster. Quackenbush has it top of the key. He'll launch another three off the back iron, and the rebound by Donovan for Central. Evans, he's got 4 points. Nice knock away by Irvin Royster all the way to the half-court stripe, and now they're going to call Irvin Royster for a reach. That'll be Alex's first. Team foul number one in this second quarter. The side out of bounds at the three-quarter courts for Central on the Cats home fan side. And it goes to Avian Snyder. Snyder gets a couple of picks. Now he's wide open for a three. Nope. Rebound. Who's going to get it? It's Evans for Central, and he's fouled by Quackenbush. Had four people go for the initial shot rebound, and then it bounced to Evans out front, and he was able to take it in and get the harm and will go to the line for two. London Evans, 6'5", 185 junior. He'll be looked at by several schools. You can bet on that. He's just got the athleticism and the basketball know-how. First foul shot, no good. Kevin Smith comes back in, and Titus O'Neill will sit. Evans will try to split the pair here. Second foul shot, good. 15-13, Newark by two. Evans now with five. Here comes the trap. Cats pass out of it. Gilbert at the foul circle. Quackenbush. Left wing, Irvin Royster. Nice cut. Brooks puts it up. His shot is rejected. And the Tigers get the loose ball. Here comes Kevin Smith. Checking in is Aiden Snyder. He has it on the right wing. Snyder. Off it goes to his brother. He'll take it into the foul circle. Spin away once. Tough fadeaway. No good. Quackenbush, another rebound. Almost can guarantee another double-double the way he's gotten the boards and shooting so far. Gilbert, three! Nails it. We're hoping to see Ty launch one after having a really good game against Canal on Tuesday, but he was patient and got his three right there. Cats back up by five, 18-13. Loose ball controlled by Smith. Cats looking to run. Beautiful bounce pass to Brooks. Lays it up and in for two. Cats get the steal and get the easy transition, and it's their largest lead at 20-13. And what do we got here? Should have been a moving screen on Evans, but they're going to call no. Foul is going to be on Gilbert. First foul on Gilbert. Second team foul. Make that third team foul in this second quarter against Newark. 20-13. Cats by seven. 4:26 to play. Great crowd here tonight at the Jimmy. Aiden Snyder with it. Way out front. Couple of dribbles, crossover, now tries to take it in, and offensive foul. Brooks draws it. That's the second one. Coach Kruger all the way out on the floor at half court, trying to have a nice conversation, but the refs aren't going to change their call. That'll be the first on Avon Snyder. First team foul in this second quarter. Cats up 20-13. Critical 4 minutes to go here before the break. Brooks gets a pick. Takes it to the left wing. Gilbert drives baseline. Looking for somebody. It's Meister, right wing. Zach double teamed. Tips it to Brooks. Left wing outside the three-point arc. Back to Meister. Open three. Short. But he hustles. Can he get his offensive rebound? He does. Up top, Brooks. He'll launch a three. Around no good. Irvin Royster. Rebound. In and out. Oh, that looked good. Good hustle by Alex, but it would not stay down, so it remains 20-13, and it goes back to Central. And here comes Breckville. Irvin Royster will take a seat. Just constant, see if they can get constant wear and tear on Evans. 3:35, second quarter, Cats by seven. Snyder brings it across the timeline. Right wing. Up top it goes to Ryan Donovan, who's checked back in. Here's Albert Moore. He's cut off. Kevin Smith gives it back to Moore. Moore trying to make something happen, and Cats defense just won't let it happen. Here's Evans. Couple of jukes. Can't get away from Breckville. Great defense by Sean. Cats really playing it, and the crowd knows it, and they are up on their feet. Donovan, turnaround, no good. Quackenbush goes hard to the floor. What are they calling? The referee doesn't know. He got banged. They're going to have a conversation. This should be a foul. Should be a foul, but it doesn't mean they're going to call it. That was tremendous defense on that position by Newark. And they're going to give it over to Newark. I guess they're just going to say loose ball and we go. I don't think they called a jump ball because they didn't know. Because, yeah, the alternate possession still says with Newark. So they just, I think, kind of did a, my bad, we're going to give it to the Cats. And we'll take it. Thank you very much. 20-13, Newark, 2:45. Here's an alley-oop to Brooks. No good, but he is fouled by Donovan. Good play call that time by Newark. And Brooks will go to the line for a pair. Foul is on Donovan. That'll be his first. Team foul number two. Brooks at the line. Junior will have two foul shots here. He's got 6 points in the contest. Long conversation with the Central coaching staff. And I'm pretty sure it's about that mysterious call. But it was a foul on Central, so they should actually be happy that no foul call was made, because it would have been on Evans. Brooks cans the first foul shot. See if he can complete both. On the way. Around. No good. What do we got? A lane violation? Yep. So Tyron will get to shoot it again. Really a heady basketball player. Enjoyed watching him play over the last couple of years. Taking over the point guard duties. Really does a good job managing the game and then scoring when he needs to. Gets the opportunity to get that foul shot, and he drills it, and the Cats up by 9 at 22-13. 2.5 to play before the break. Avian Snyder to Donovan. Hands it off to Moore. Take it all the way in. He and Quackenbush battle, and Jake got him with the body. Or are they going to call? They may call foul on Meister for reaching in. Yep, they do. So that's kind of a break also for Newark. And it will send Albert Moore to the line. Yet to score in this contest. The junior lines up the first foul shot. Buries it. 22-14, Newark by 8. Jordan Sanders back in for the Tigers. And Moore now ready for his second foul shot. On the way. Good. So the Cats by 7. Here comes a full court press. In it goes to Brooks. Tyron with Quackenbush back there just in case he needs it. And Tyron goes, nope, I'm good. But here comes the trap. Brooks does a nice job of penetrating just enough to eliminate that trap. 22-15. And what do we got? We got a 5-second call against Newark. Let's pause for station identification. This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays at the Jimmy. 22-15, Newark leads it, and Zach Meister just sending a shot to the rafters. Nice block as the Tigers trying to cut into the 7-point deficit with 1:54 to play. They'll have a baseline out of bounds after the block shot. Looking to get it in. Will lob it into Evans. Brettville all over him. He walked. Oh, but they call a foul on Brettville. He definitely took some steps before the contact, but they are going to call the foul on Brettville. And that's okay. He can use up his 5 fouls. Coach will have no problem with that. Does put the Tigers into the double bonus, so that will send Evans back to the line where he just split a pair. He's got 5, stays right there as he misses the first foul shot. And he's already showing a little bit of frustration. Took a long walk after that missed foul shot. Second one, that one is up and in. 22-16. Don't think this game is just physical. Here comes the trap at half court. Cats get through it. Brooks off to Brettville. Back to Brooks. 90 seconds to play. First half. Cats up by 6. Gilbert left wing. Up top, Brettville. Here's Meister right wing outside the arc. Hands it off to Brooks. Thought about the 3, but now looks inside Quackenbush. Turns. Shoots. Got it. Jake's first 2 in the second quarter. He's now got 11, and the Cats back up by 8. 24-16. Snyder across the timeline. He'll give it off to Sanders. Sanders looking to make something happen. He'll swing it over to Moore. Moore takes it in. Double, triple team. Walked. 1:03 to go, second quarter. Cats up 24-16. We talked about the 4 minutes being important. These last 63 seconds, just as critical. And Central will, again, have the full court press going. Brooks gets it. Now they'll lean off a little bit, but Evans will stay in the backcourt guarding Brooks. He'll bring it across the timeline. Left wing, looking inside. Nobody's there. Now Quackenbush comes to it. Jay takes it up strong, and 1! Great post position inside by the senior. Takes it up strong, gets the hoop and the harm, and a chance for a 3-point play. Jake now with 13. Make it 14. Boy, he's got a nice stroke at the line. Irvin Royster in. Quackenbush will sit. See if he stays out for the remainder of the half, unless the Cats get the ball back with some time. Might see him come back in for an offensive move. But it's 27-16. Newark by 11. 40 seconds to go. Snyder swings it over to Moore. Back to Snyder. Snyder looking to take it in. Has it knocked away. Gets it back. Loose ball. Donovan gets it. Now to Smith. Smith, who has two threes. Cats right there to guard him. Evans looks to take it in strong. High off the glass. No good. And they're going to call a block on Brooks. But they're making life very difficult for London Evans. Foul is on Brooks. That'll be his first. And Evans back to the line so far tonight. 2 of 4. And as we expected, if there was time on the clock, Jake was going to come back in, and he does, and he'll replace Brettville. Good job by Brettville in there, doing what he's asked to do tonight. Bang, frustrate, disrupt, do whatever you can. And he's done a nice job. First foul shot by Evans is good. Second one, no good. He continues to split the pair. 3 of 6, we'll take that. 27-17 Newark. 15 seconds left, Cats. Here's Gilbert, right elbow. Up top. Meister, they're going to call him for a walk. Might have gone a little too fast there with just 12 seconds to go. Kind of hoping maybe play for one. And back to the offense, defense substitution, or however you want to call it, defense, offense. Brettville in, and Quackenbush will sit for the final 10 seconds. Here's Evans trying to make something happen across the timeline. Down to 6 seconds. Evans spins away. And they're going to call Brettville for a foul. And coach is just looking, saying, really? They'll bring Jake back in. And Evans back to the line. 4.6 is all that remains here in this first half. So Evans at the line, where he's 3 of 6 so far. First one on the way. Nope. Yeah, he's battling himself right now. There's no question about it. Ready for the second one. Quackenbush back in for the final 4.6. Second foul shot, good. 4 of 8, 27-18, Newark by 9. Can they get off a shot here before the break? Long pass, it's Quackenbush at half court. Jake looking to take it. Swings it, Gilbert at the buzzer. Got it! That's how you work magic with less than 5 seconds to play. Beautiful pass to Quackenbush at half court. He threw it down to Gilbert, who was wide open along the right baseline. He cans the trifecta, and a very strong first half by the Newark Wildcats. They lead it 30-18 over the Pickerington Central Tigers. We'll recap the first half after this timeout. This is the home of Newark Wildcat basketball, Kate 98.7.
Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt, because we hold dirt in the highest regard. We're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com.
When making the holiday meals for your family, you take your time to make sure you get every detail just right. Since 1978, family-owned and operated Ross's Granville Market has been your go-to destination for the hard-to-find but have-to-have ingredients to make your holiday special. There's lots of places to shop for groceries, but at Ross's Granville Market, you won't need your walking shoes. Park close, get what you need, and get back to the kitchen. Ross's Granville Market, Main Street in Granville.
Have you ever slept late?
Oh, my clock dead.
Can't call work because your phone battery's shot. Car won't start because, well, you know.
Oh, no.
The world runs on batteries. And you can find batteries for anything and everything in your world at Batteries Unlimited. Watches, cars, camcorders, laptops, even bulldozers. If it can use a battery, we have that battery at Batteries Unlimited.
Route 79 in Heath and at 200 West High Street in Mount Vernon. Batteries Unlimited.
Come see us for the 2025 Gift the Outdoors sales event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and two-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. From us here at the Toy Store, we wish you a happy holiday season.
This is Dr. Rhonda Steigerwald. This holiday season, all of us at McMillan Dental want to say thank you for trusting us with your smile. As we look back on a year of bright grins and healthy habits, we are grateful for the moments we have shared with our dental family, you. We wish you joy, health, and plenty of reasons to smile this holiday season. Happy holidays from McMillan Dental. Call us today at 740-344-1171 or visit us at McMillanDental.com.
Attention, veterans and families in the Pataskala area. The Lincoln County Veterans Service Commission is proud to announce a new way to serve you better. A remote office right in your neighborhood at the BMV in Pataskala is now open. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., we are here for you. I'm Adam Reed, a dedicated expert with 7 years of experience at the Lincoln County Veterans Service Commission, ready to help you with your compensation, pension claims, and solving any other concerns you may have. Reach us today by calling 740-670-5430 at the Lincoln County Veterans Service Commission.
This is Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Halftime here at Newark High School. The Wildcats, a strong performance in half number one. They lead the Pickerington Central Tigers 30-18. Again, both teams coming in undefeated overall and in lead play. And the Cats, after trailing 2-0 in the first quarter, then went on an 8-0 run to lead 8-2. The Tigers came back to tie it at 8, but then Newark was able to expand the lead to 13-10 after the first quarter. Then the second quarter, the Cats just started to slowly chip away and make that lead even larger. And a three-pointer at the buzzer by Ty Gilbert give the Cats their largest lead of this first half, 30-18. The Tigers were led in the first half by London Evans. He had 8 points, 6 points by Kevin Smith on two threes, 2 points each for Albert Moore and Avian Snyder. For the Cats, they were led 14 points by Jake Quackenbush, 8 points for Tyron Brooks, 6 points by Ty Gilbert on two threes, and 2 points for Bodie Smith. Let's check some of the other stats in this first half. Pickerington Central not shooting the ball well against the Newark Cats defense. 5 of 17 for 29%. 2 of 10 from beyond the arc at just 20%. And 6 of 10 from the line at 60%. And, of course, their leading scorer, Landon Evans, has split 4 times going to the line, just 4 of 8 from the foul line. For Newark, shooting the ball well, 12 of 22 for 54%. They're right at 50% from beyond the arc at 3 of 6, and they continue to shoot the free throws well. They are now 3 of 3 for 100% in the last game against Canal Winchester. They also were perfect for the game from the charity stripe. I really hope I don't do the announcer jinx on that, but it is what it is. The Cats yet to miss a foul shot in the last game and a half. Rebounding totals, Cats continue. They're not the tallest team. We all know that, but they are out-rebounding a much taller Pickerington Central Ball Club right now by 2 at 12-10. Turnovers, Pickerington Central has 7 and Newark has 5. So again, the stats kind of show what we're talking about right now. Newark doing the job offensively, defensively, rebounding the basketball, taking care of the basketball, and shooting well. And that's why they have the 30-18 lead. Jake trying to get his 4th straight double-double, and he does have the 14 points and 5 rebounds, so he's halfway there for a 4th straight double-double for the Cats. Of course, they really don't get any rest because they are going to be in action tomorrow at Capital University in a holiday tournament. They will be taking on Afrocentric, who came into tonight as well undefeated. So a real difficult back-to-back here for the Cats with tonight arch rival Pickerington Central and then a very talented Afrocentric team tomorrow. That game, if you want to head on over, is scheduled to start around 5:30, but it's the fourth game of the day, so that might be pushed back a little bit. But the Cats on the road at Cap tomorrow, taking on Afrocentric. After that, they will be off until their own holiday tournament, which will be next Saturday and Sunday. A little bit different. It's usually Friday and Saturday. This time around, it will be Saturday and Sunday. And their first game will be Saturday night, taking on Toledo Start. And we'll have that for you right here on Kate 98.7. Approximately 7:15 pregame and tip 7:30. But because it's the holiday season, we want to give you more, and that's exactly what we will do. Earlier that day, we'll have the Newark Lady Wildcats on air, as they are also in the holiday tournament, and they will take on Olentangy Orange with the pregame at 2:15 and the tip at 2:30. The Lady Cats, wow, what a journey it's been to start the season. After tonight, when they are playing at Pickerington Central, they finally come home and will play Upper Arlington Tuesday here at the Jimmy. That'll be their first home game of the season. After starting 0-2, they are now 4-3, winning four of their last five. And again, a tough one tonight at Pitt Central. But Coach Bertel and the Lady Cats, I'm sure, will be thrilled to be home next Tuesday against the Lady Golden Bears. So again, our next broadcast, a double dip on Saturday. The Lady Cats at 2:15 against Olentangy Orange, and then the boys will take on Toledo Start that night at 7:15. We'll have their games as well on Sunday, times to be determined whether they win or lose. So holiday action right here on the home of the Wildcats, Kate 98.7. Both teams out on the floor getting ready for the third quarter. Pickering Central, you know they're going to come out guns a-blazing and trying to up-tempo, I think, the Cats, and try to get them into turnovers. We'll see how Newark responds. That's coming up next. Cats lead at 30-18. Third quarter coming up on the home of the Wildcats, Kate 98.7.
It's time to stop worrying about the cold and start enjoying the season. This is Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. With Houston and York, you can stop stressing over repair costs and start investing in guaranteed comfort. Don't let your money freeze up this winter. Utilize our 18-month same-as-cash financing and stay toasty. That's total peace of mind all season long and a warranty that will last years to come. Call today at 740-763-3961. Houston Plumbing and Heating, where one call does it all. Ohio License Number 25394.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
30-18, Newark leads Pitt Central as we get ready to start the third quarter. Cats will get the ball first, and we'll go left to right in quarter number three. Same starting five that began this ball game: Quackenbush, Brooks, Gilbert, Irvin, Royster, and Meister. Some changes, though, with Central. They've made at least one change. Donovan will start the second half along with Evans, Avian Snyder, Kevin Smith, and Albert Moore. So Coach Kruger trying to change things up at least with one individual to start quarter number three. Brooks has it in the backcourt. We'll bring it across the timeline. Newark by 12. Here's Meister, top of the key. Right wing Gilbert. He fires a three. Hit! Foul! Score it! A potential four-point play for the senior. After a scoreless first quarter, he drills two huge threes in the second and starts the third quarter with a bang. He's got nine, looking to see if he can make it 10. Too hard off the back iron. Quackenbush battles for the rebound, but it goes to Central. Cats up now by 15, their largest. Evans. Gilbert on him. He'll spin to the right wing, looking to make something happen. Gilbert all over him. Nothing doing. Donovan, right wing. Spins away from Irvin Royster. He'll hand it off to Moore, who almost lost it out of bounds. Now he'll take it to the foul circle. Moore looking to make something happen. Turn, shoots, got the roll. But what we're seeing, at least initially, a lot of one-on-one here by Central. Not able to do team basketball. They like to drive and dish, and that was all one-on-one play. Newark will take that. Gilbert, Irvin Royster. Back to Gilbert, right wing. Quackenbush baseline, looking to drive. Double teamed. Spins it away to Meister, now to Brooks. He'll take it into the paint. Pushes. Got to be something there. What are they going to call? Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. Coach grabs his head and can't believe it. Alternate possession will go over to the Tigers. That might be the second one they missed tonight. 33-20, Newark by 13, a minute in this third quarter. Evans has it out front. He'll drive right wing. Donovan. Now back to Evans. Royster on him. Evans looking inside. Nobody there. Now he'll kick it off. Here's a three on the way by Smith. No good. Offensive rebound, though, and they'll reset. Donovan a three. Got it. He can shoot it. He can shoot it. And just like that, it's 33-23. So the 15-point lead. Now down to 10. Brooks. Quackenbush. Jake, top of the key. Left wing, Gilbert. Gets a pick. Gilbert, he got hit, no call. Brooks thought about the three. Inside, Quackenbush, double team. Nice cut. Irvin Reister puts it up. No call again. He was hit. Brooks gets the rebound. Looks to take it up strong. Nobody there. Now it's Meister up. Yes! And a timeout by Newark. Very upset is Coach Quackenbush about the non-calls. But good hustle by Meister. Cats by 12 at 6 minutes, third quarter. This is Newark Wildcat basketball on Kate 98.7.
Batteries Unlimited.
That's us, Batteries Unlimited.
You're wanted for batteries.
Everybody wants us for batteries.
Just as I suspected. Car and truck.
Got them.
Golf cart batteries.
Yep.
Marine and deep cycle batteries.
Not a problem.
Motorcycle and ATV batteries.
Batteries Unlimited. Nobody knows batteries better.
Cell phone, laptop.
Yes. Got a harder question?
Can you install the battery in my car?
No problem. Find out more at batteriesunlimitedohio.com.
Batteries Unlimited.
Batteriesunlimitedohio.com.
More power to you.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
35-23, Newark by 12. They're letting them play. There's no question about that, but that probably could have been a couple of fouls called. But again, keeping the ball alive, then Meister, right place, right time, gets the offensive rebound, and the Cats maintain a double-digit lead. Now they put on a little pressure themselves, and Gilbert knocks it out of bounds. Zach's first two of the evening. So the Tigers will inbound it in the backcourt. And they're looking to move up quickly now. Here's Evans. Takes it into the paint. Double team. Fires up the runner. No good. Quackenbush. Rebound number six. Outlet to Gilbert ahead of the pack. Ty looking to take it one-on-one. Lays it up and in. And a chance for a three-point play. Good outlet by Jake, off the rebound, Gilbert running the floor, and he will go to the line for an opportunity. Gilbert now with 11. Missed his last foul shot, which I guess we're going to blame the announcer, Jinx, but he does hit that one. So back to 15, just like that, at 38-23. 5.5 to play, third quarter. Newark continues this to play that explosive and tenacious defense. Here's Moore, top of the key. Bounce pass, Evans. Spins along the baseline. Nice move. Puts it up, and he's fouled by Royster. And they share a couple of pleasantries right after that. But you want to make the star player work for everything that he can get, and that's what they've done tonight. Defending him with Irvin Royster and Brett Bill. And now he's back at the line where he is currently just 50% on the night, 4 of 8. Does hit that one. So he's got 9, top scorer so far for the Tigers. Ready now for the second foul shot. And he does hit those. So it's 38-25, and he's now got 10 in double figures. 5:15, third quarter. Cats by 13. Brooks looks to take it in and should be a foul, and it is. So after that timeout by Coach Quack, I wonder if they're going to tighten things up here a little bit because we've had two straight foul calls on each possession. Foul is on Moore. That is his second. Brooks was in the act of shooting, so he'll go to the line for two. Tybron, 8 points in that first half. He now has nine as he hits the first foul shot. 39-24, Cats by 14. Brooks ready for the second one. On the way, and true. And the Cats back up by 15. They've had that 15-point lead now three times in this third quarter, which has been the largest of this contest. Moore gives it off to Avian Snyder. Snyder swings it over, and it's a good call, reach on Royster. Here comes Brettville. Second personal on Royster. Brettville in. Team foul number two. Baseline out of bounds for the Tigers. Moore has it. Left wing. He'll take it to the left elbow. Swings it off to Smith. Right off his foot. Out of bounds to the Cats. That's an unforced error right there. Cats get it on the side of the Tigers bench. They'll bring it in to Brooks. 40-25. Newark by 15. Brooks across the timeline. To Meister, right wing outside the arc. Up top, Quackenbush. Left wing it goes, Brettville. Passes off to Brooks. He'll launch a three. Bullseye! So smooth. Cats by 18, and Brooks knocks it off, and it, Meister gets it. Great hustle by Tybron. Off it goes to Meister. Now to Brooks. Cats across the timeline, up by 18. Brooks feeling it right now. Nice cut by Gilbert. Off the glass, no good. He's fouled. He'll go to the line. And the frustration is showing for the Tigers. They wanted to come out and make a statement in this third quarter. Well, the Cats are the ones making the statement. Expanding the 12-point lead now to 18 at 43-25 with 4:12 to go in quarter number three. And Gilbert at the line for a pair. Coaching staff frustrated, players frustrated. Gilbert cans the first foul shot. And that's what we talked about. Mentally take them out of the game. And that's exactly what Newark is doing. That's what the Tigers have been doing to their opponents with their trapping and hustle plays. And Newark has met that intensity and then some. And I go back to the hustle plays in that first quarter by Meister. Just got the Cats going emotionally, and they've not looked back. Gilbert hits both foul shots, and they're up by 20, and Brettville is getting into it with Evans, and Evans is frustrated. He's starting to push him a little bit, and now they're going to call everything. They are going to call everything now for the remainder of the game, probably. Foul on Newark. It'll be on Brettville. And let's see, they're going to do out of bounds. Tigers thought they were shooting. No way was he shooting. Brettville's third. In it goes to Evans. Evans looking to post up, but he's triple teamed. Here's a three on the way. Around no good. Out of bounds. Newark basketball. There's a reason Coach Quackenbush is a Hall of Famer. He's had an outstanding game plan tonight, and it's just working perfectly. Still a lot of basketball to play, but the Cats are up by 20 over an unbeaten and one of the top teams in the Central Ohio District right now, 45-25. For a team that came in averaging 68 points a game. We didn't expect either one to hit their point plateau, but what the Cats are doing defensively right now is just outstanding. Inside, Quackenbush double-teamed, and we got a reach. Again, you've got to understand how the officials are going to call this right now, and both teams doing a little bit of reaching, and that's just going to be called every time. Double bonus for Newark, and Quackenbush will go to the line. Foul is on Jordan Sanders, his second. So Jake 14 points in the first half, yet to score in this third quarter until now. He's got 15, averaging 25 points a game, the Thomas Moore recruit. Hits them both. 22-point lead, Newark, 47-25. And Brett Bill, no, check that. Bodie Smith, who just came in, got a foul on Evans. That'll be Newark's third team foul. Colton Peterson will come back in. He'll replace Smith. Peterson, Gilbert, Meister, Quackenbush, and Brooks on the floor right now for Newark. 47-25, 3:35 to play third quarter. Sanders up top. It goes to Moore. Moore now to Evans. He's double-teamed, and they're going to call Jade for reach. Cannot reach in this ballgame right now. They are going to call it every single time. Not saying right or wrong, it's just what they're going to do. Both teams now in the double bonus. Second foul on Jake, so no foul trouble yet. And back at the line is Evans, 6 of 10, now 7 of 11. Seems to have gotten his stroke back at the charity stripe. 47-26, Newark. 3:26 to go, third quarter. And he gets the bounce on the second foul shot. And Pickerington Central will call a timeout. Trailing by 20, 47-27. Cats up by 20 at 3:26 remaining third quarter. Again, it was a 3-point lead for Newark after the first. They expanded it to 12 at the break. And now have expanded it even more to 20 at 47-27. And we'll see what Coach Kruger can come up with here after the timeout. Newark shooting the ball well. Again, just doing what they always do defensively, taking you out of the game that you want to do. I really think Central has only had one, maybe two drive and dishes for opportunities. They did have a couple threes in the first half, and Donovan hitting a three here in the third quarter when they did cut it down to 10 after it was at 15. But since then, the Cats have been on the roll and doing what they need to do. And now just, again, as they did in both the first and second quarter, finishing strong and trying to maybe throw that knockout punch to Central here to end this third quarter. Tigers will employ a full-court press as the Cats will inbound it along the baseline. Quackenbush has the honors. Still looking to get it in. Still looking in. Now it goes to Gilbert. And Gilbert with Snyder guarding him. Here comes the trap. Quackenbush comes back to help. Still in the backcourt. Now across the timeline is Jake. And the Cats will set it up. Jake looking to take it all the way into the paint. Puts it up and in for two. Oh, that was pretty. Evans could not match the strength of the senior, and Jake knew it and took it right to the rack and gets the hoop and the harm, and the Cats now up again by 22. Evans is trying to say he pushed off on me. Foul shot good. Jake with 19, trying to hit 20-plus. For the fourth time. Cats 23-point lead, 50-27. Under three to play, third quarter. And there's just not a lot of movement right now for the Tigers. As we talked about, one-on-one plays. Snyder takes it in, has it rejected. Now here's Avian Snyder for three. Nope, rebound Meister. Zach looking to run. It's Gilbert, one-on-one. And Ty will set it back up and reset. Nice play by the senior there. 2.5 to play. Cats by 23, 50-27. Quackenbush, top of the key. Goes right wing, hands it off to Meister. Meister at the top, spins away, knocked away, gets it back. Now to Brooks out near the half-court stripe. Gilbert left wing outside the arc. Ty keeps his dribble, swings it over to Peterson. Now up top, Quackenbush. And this is good ball movement, which right now the Tigers do not have. Peterson inside Quackenbush. Good post up. He's hooked. No call. Battles inside for the rebound, and it's Meister again. He gets another offensive carom. Back to Quackenbush. Up, no good. Battle inside, and it's controlled by Evans. But again, I love the hustle by Meister. Evans swings it. Here's a three on the way, and that one is up and good by Albert Moore. He's got five in the third, seven overall, and it's back to a 20-point lead for Newark at 50-30. 1:38 to play, third quarter. Peterson out front to Quackenbush. Brooks right wing. Bounces away to the left elbow. Spins to the right. Now looks to take it off the glass. No good. Rebound Evans. Ball on the floor. And you call that, but you don't call the bodies before. That's kind of frustrating. Foul on Brooks. And that will send Central back to the line. Second foul on Tyburn. Minute 23, third quarter. Cats by 20. Evans, 4 points in this third quarter, all from the line. 12 points overall. Ames shoots, got it. So it's down to 19. It has not been under 20 for quite some time here in this third quarter. So the Tigers trying to make a little bit of a run before we head to the fourth. Finally misses one as Evans, but they knocks it away, and they get a rebound and set back up. Here's a body inside, layup, no good, rebound Quackenbush. That could have been a little bit of a boost there for the Tigers, but they weren't able to convert, and now the Cats get it 50-31. Brooks gets fouled, late call, but it was the right call. Foul on Snyder sends Brooks to the line at 103, third quarter. That was right in front of the officials. Did take him a while to blow the whistle, but it definitely was the right call and sends Brooks back to the line. Another solid night for the junior. He's got 13 and a chance to add a couple here at the foul line. First one is on the way. Around, does not stay home. Second miss of the night for the Cats. Still shooting the ball well from the charity stripe. Titus O'Neill back in, and Avian Snyder will sit for the Tigers. Brooks hoping to complete the back end of this two-shot opportunity. Should have a lane violation if he misses it, but he doesn't. 14, and it's back to 20. 51-31, excuse me. Was never great at math. 55 seconds, third quarter. Sanders, they'll swing it around. To Moore, back up top, Aiden Snyder. Now here's Moore, thought about the three, the Cats were there. Evans triple team, that leaves Moore wide open for three. No good, Peterson and Snyder battle for it. Snyder does get it, he walks, no call. Now ball on the floor, and the Cats get the loose ball. Cats getting every 50-50 opportunity. Gilbert brings it across the timeline, easily through the trap. Quackenbush takes it in, has his jersey grabbed, no call, and they say out of bounds to the Tigers, which has the coach a little upset. 26 seconds to go. Cats up by 20, 51-31. Central with the basketball. Sanders off to Evans. Moore a three. Got that one. Nice shot by Albert Moore. He's had two in this third quarter. He's now got 10, 8 in the quarter, and it's 51-34. Here comes the trap. Quackenbush breaks it, and they're going to call a travel. So here's an opportunity for Central. 3.6. They're down by 17. You get it to 15 or under here, and Donovan comes in. He's a three-point specialist. Got to watch him with 3.6 here. And it goes to Moore. Moore looking to take it. Launches a three on the way. No good. Good quarter for Newark. They expand their 12-point lead to 17 at 51-34. Fourth quarter on the way next on the home of Newark Wildcat basketball. Kate 98.7.
Have you been buying your meat at the big chain stores?
Ew!
When you can buy fresh? For almost 70 years, your friends and neighbors have been making the fresh choice at Al's Meat Market. What's that? Your freezer's dying of boredom.
Yawn!
Then check out Al's Meat Bundles.
You can always fill up at Al's Meat Market. Don't forget, Al's is your place to order beef tenderloin, prime rib, and all the sides for any occasion. Al's Meat Market, West Main and 21st Street, Newark.
At Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt, because we hold dirt in the highest regard. We're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com.
Nothing but net. It's Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
8 minutes to play here at the Jimmy. Cats up by 17, 51-34 over Pickerington Central. Newark gets the ball to start this fourth quarter. Gilbert gives it off to Brooks. Now to Meister, right wing. Back up top, Brooks. Tybron takes it to the left elbow. Inside, Brooks. And now it's Quackenbush, and they're going to call an offensive foul. That'll be Jake's third. Good job by the Tigers to draw that offensive foul. Jake just a little over-aggressive, lowering his elbow. If you don't lower the elbow, they probably do not call that, but he did. First team foul in this fourth quarter for Newark. 51-34. Shot on the way, no good. Layup missed, rebound Gilbert. That could have been huge for the Tigers. Quackenbush across the timeline. Brooks thought about the three. Now he'll take it into the paint. Runner, no good. Quackenbush battles for the rebound, and he's fouled by Donovan. Jake going in. I want to say that's rebound number 8 unofficially, 7 or 8. And Jake will go to the line. Again, just weather the storm here in the first half of this fourth quarter. First foul shot, good. Jake with 20. Had 14 in the first half. So the other players have picked up in the second half, which is great to see. He hits both, 21, and it's 19 at 53-34. Smith walked. Just took too many steps in the paint, and it really had nobody around him. Just was indecisive of what he wanted to do with the basketball. And a costly turnover there for the Tigers. In it goes to Brooks. Off to Quackenbush, still in the backcourt. Here comes the trap. They'll pass out of it. Off to Meister. Newark has done a great job with the pressure defense tonight against Pitt Central. Tremendous job. But again, not a surprise. Meister taking it strong into the paint. Double team. Swings it. Gilbert three. Bullseye. Oh, he's shooting the lights out right now. That's his fourth three, and it's right back up to 22. Evans. Walked. No call. Off it goes to Moore. He'll set it back up. And now what do we got? We got Evans flopping and a foul on Irvin Royster. I mean, you can call me a homer if you want. I'm fine with that, but that was a flop. No question that was a flop. Foul on Royster, his fourth. Coach says, hey, don't worry about it, Alex. You're doing what you need to do. His fourth, team second. Three on the way for Central is up and in. Rutville in for Royster. Shot is made by Kevin Smith. He had two threes in the first half. That's his first points in half number two, so he's got nine. And it's 56-37. Trap once again. Meister top of the key. Has it knocked away, but Brackville gets on the floor. And we're going to have a jump ball. Alternate possession will take it over to the Tigers. 6:09 to play. Cats by 19. 56-37. Is it a comfortable lead? It is, but the Tigers, they can score quickly. Just want to make them, as you have all night, work for everything. Nothing easy. Moore left wing. Brettville on him on the switch. Left baseline it goes. That's Kevin Smith. Knocked away. Moore gets it back. Bounce pass Evans. Quick double team. Nowhere to go. He'll swing it up top. They'll move it around to Avon Snyder in the lane. Nice pass. No one there. Donovan launches the three. It's way short. Rebound, though, by Snyder. Puts it up high off the glass. No good. Who's going to get it? It will be Kevin Smith. They'll swing it. Moore launches a three. High arcing shot. No good. And a strong rebound inside by Meister to Quackenbush. 5:20, fourth quarter. Cats up 56-37. Brooks. Meister out near half court. Swings it to Gilbert. Gilbert to Brooks. Way out high, and we're going to have a hold. Or what are we calling here? Yep, going to be a hold on Avon Snyder. That will be his fourth. Team foul number two. Newark 56, Pitt Central 37, 5:12 to go. Lob inside Quackenbush. Turn, shoot, scores. I'm telling you, you just don't. They don't know how to guard him on the inbound plays. It works every time. Three on the way. Evan short. Quackenbush rebound. Make sure he's got it. So I want to say that's nine boards. Someone find him a tenth. 58-37. Newark 21. Jake. Right baseline. Double team. Long fadeaway. No good. Brackbill. Good rebound. Puts it up. No good. There's the rebound by Quackenbush. He takes it up strong. And a foul. Oh, the Cats being aggressive on the offensive glass. Give it up for Brettfield getting it first. His shot was short, but here came Jake inside, and he'll go to the line for two. Who wants it more? The Cats do. Foul on Evans, his second. Jake at the line. First one spins in and out. It looked good, and the senior frustrated that that did not go in. And you got to give him a lot of credit because he battles so hard inside and then gets hammered a lot to just be able to have the touch at the line. Pretty darn impressive, I'll tell you. Gets the second one, 59-37. Moore has it left wing. Bounce pass, Evans. Evans looking to go one-on-one. He'll swing it over to Smith. Back to Evans at the right wing. Takes it into the paint. Puts it up. Got it and one. He was pushed around a lot there. I'm not sure how that went in. Give the kid credit. That was a heck of a shot. That's his first points from the floor in this second half. He had five free throws, but had not had a basket until that one, and that might have been the toughest one of the night. He does get the foul shot, so give him three. And the lead back to 19 at 59-40 for Newark at 4:12. And Pitt Central calls a timeout. We'll take one as well. Cats up by 19. 4 minutes to play fourth quarter. This is Newark Wildcat basketball on Kate 98.7.
Come see us for the 2025 Gift the Outdoors sales event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. From us here at the Toy Store, we wish you a happy holiday season.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Our next broadcast doubleheader for you next Saturday, the Newark Holiday Tournament. Lady Cats entertaining Olentangy Orange with the pregame at 2:15, tip at 2:30, and then the boys entertain Toledo Start that evening, 7:15, 7:30, right here on the home of the Cats, Kate 98.7. After the timeout, Newark with the basketball. They have it in the front court. Gilbert cut off to Brooks, right wing. 59-40, Newark by 19. They've had a comfortable lead ever since the second quarter when a three-pointer by Gilbert at the buzzer put him up by 12, and they have maintained that lead ever since. Brooks takes it to the rack. Layup up and good. 61-40, so that 4 minutes answered by Newark. Three on the way. That one is good. By Kevin Smith, he now has four trays and 12 points. 18-point lead, 61-43. 3:22 to go in this contest. Gilbert, he is double-teamed, and he got pushed by Evans. See if they call it on Evans. And they do. That will be his third personal. Team foul number four for Central. Cats have three team fouls. Again, at the five-foul mark, it's double bonus time. Lob inside to Brooks. Back to Quackenbush. Jake puts it up, and he's hammered. And might be the fourth on Evans. And it is. So Jake back at the line. He has made a living at the charity stripe so far this season. He and Gilbert having a little smile. As they should. First one, got it. He'll be right about his average now. At 25, which is right where he's at. Career high 33 earlier this year against Hartley. And what do we got? Are you kidding me? Foul is on Meister. I think they're going to count the foul shot. Looked like, yep, they do. So it's 63-43. They're going to call Meister with a push in the lane on Evans. And all I can say is, all right. 20-point lead, Newark, 3 minutes to play in this one. Evans, top of the key. They'll swing it around. Moore trying to take it along the baseline. He'll get pushed by Breckbill. And both teams will be in the double bonus, the remainder, which is not a surprise in this physical contest. Might be the fifth on Breckbill, if my numbers are correct, and it is. So he does foul out, but I tell you what, he did a nice job tonight. He was asked to, you know, kind of the dirty role. Get in there, play physical, do what you need to do. We're not going to look to have you score, but he did exactly that. He frustrated Evans, got a nice offensive rebound as well in the fourth quarter. Props to Sean Breckbill tonight. Job well done. At the line for Central is Albert Moore. He's had a nice second half with 8 points, 10 overall. First foul shot, no good. Bodie Smith comes in. Zach Meister will sit. 2:58 to go. Cats by 20 at 63-43. Looking to hand Central their first loss of this season. And move to 5-0 for Newark. 4-0 in the league. Hits the second foul shot. Does more, so he now has 11. 63-44, Newark. Central will not quit. They're going to keep the pressure on, and it's a turnover. Terrible pass thrown in there, and they get the ball back. Evans, jumper, no good. Not a good shot there. They had the opportunity to get an easy deuce, and Evans threw up a really ill-advised shot. Brooks in trouble. Ball on the floor. Who gets it? And it's Central. Back-to-back turnovers. We talked about they will not quit. Evans, three, got it. He told me to be quiet. I might have missed that too, but I banged home the three, and it's down to 16 just like that. Gilbert inside Royster, layup good. That's how you break the press. Out his first two of the night, back up to 18, 65-47. Remember, Central had not given up over 50 points in four straight games. Cats coming in averaging 68, and they're right now at 65. Spin move, no good. Loose ball. Snyder gets it for Central. Three on the way. Nope. Evans rebound. Nope. And then we're going to get a foul on Royster, and that will end his night. 1:55 to go, 65-47. Peterson will come in for Royster. So Alex's night is done. He finishes with 2 points. Evans at the line. He's got 19. First foul shot. Got it. So he's at 20. And looks like we've got a little bit of an altercation with a fan in the front. One of our law enforcement officials coming over. And he's not being asked to leave yet, but he has been warned. I think there was a little join between he and Evans. Hopefully cooler heads will prevail. Don't need anything like that in this contest. Evans hits both. So he's now got 21. 65-49, Newark. Baseball pass. Brooks ahead of the pack. Has it knocked away nicely. Sanders came back and made a great hustle play for the Tigers. Brooks like he had a good step on him, but Sanders showed good speed to catch up. Baseline out of bounds for Newark. Up by 16, under two to play. Looking inside, nothing there, and then Newark throws it away. Goodness. We said it a couple minutes ago, Central is not. They're always going to find a way. They always think there'll be a way to win this game. Even though they're down by 16 and not a lot of time on the clock, they will not stop pressuring and trying to make something happen. 65-49. This is as close as it's been since halftime. Three on the way. No good. Rebound, Gilbert. Here comes the double team. Gilbert in trouble. Gives it off to Peterson. Now to Smith. He almost loses it. Goes on the floor. Now to Quackenbush. Fans wanted a travel on the Central side. Instead, it's a layup for Brooks. 67-49. Getting physical. Evans gets a foul on Peterson. And now Peterson jawing with some more fans in Newark. And the adults for Newark just need to remember it's an 18-point lead. And while Evans should not be jawing, the fans don't need to encourage it. The home team is winning. Just let it go. So the officers are saying calm down to the fans, and the referee went over to Evans and said, you need to calm it down too. There's no reason to instigate it. Evans foul shot, good. But this is what exactly Coach wanted to do. He's had a great game, don't get me wrong. Tremendous game. But it's now him against the world, and he's been taken out of it mentally. And another turnover by Newark as the ball goes off Quackenbush's hands on a bullet pass underneath. 1:20 to go. Cats up comfortably, 67-50. But it has gotten sloppy here in the last couple of minutes. Here's Evans, top of the key. Swings it to Snyder. Shot no good. Loose ball. Who gets it? Underneath. Shot rejected by Quackenbush, but it goes into the arms of Avian Snyder, and he gets his first check at his second basket of the night. He's got four. Timeout Pickerington with 1:03 to play, 67-52. Coach Frank's now coming over, and he's going to sit with some of the fans and say, take it easy. Always the peacemaker, Coach Billy Franks. Gotta love it. He doesn't want to see anything get out of control, and he knows what he needs to do. Timeout Pickerington, 67-52. Cats by 15 with just 1:03 to play. So the Tigers trying to make this a game here at the end. Cats just got to be solid and smart with the basketball and let this one wind down. Again, they are in action tomorrow at Capitol, as they will play in that tournament against Afrocentric with a tip-off at around 5:30, so we wish them the best of luck in that. Let's pause for station identification. This is Newark Wildcats basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays back to the Jimmy. 1:03 to play in this one. Cats up 67-52. Quackenbush will inbound it in the backcourt, facing pressure from Central. Looking to get it in. He does to Brooks. Brooks back to Quackenbush. Jake looking ahead of the court. He's got Meister wide open. Meister looking to take it in. Now off to Peterson. Under a minute to play. Here comes a double team and a steal by the Tigers. They are just continuing to go. Evans takes it up strong, lays it up and in. Down to 13. 40 seconds to play. The double team continues. Brooks in trouble. Now over to Quackenbush. Jake, baseball pass to Meister, knocked out of bounds. And they say off Zach's fingertips. So another turnover. Again, it's a 13-point lead with just 32 seconds to play, but don't like the way this one is wrapping up. Snyder with it. Brings it across the timeline. Over it goes, looking for a three, but no, they take it into the paint. The runner up, no good. Evans the rebound, puts it up, no good, but he's fouled by Peterson. 22.6 to play. Newark's going to win this basketball game, but just do not like the way this one is coming to a close. A few turnovers, giving up offensive rebounds after playing so solidly for three and a half quarters. Evans hits the first foul shot. So his numbers continue to go up. He will be a force. And you know he's going to be looking for the rematch at Pickerington at the end of the season. He hits them both. 67-56. 22.6 to play. Quackenbush into Meister. Back to Jake. Jake. And what do we got? We're going to have a foul on Evans. He did a little bit of flopping this time, and the refs call it, and they're going to call the foul on Evans, and that's his fifth. Or no, they're going to call it. Yeah, that's got to be on him, and they finally do change it. So he's done. He's fouled out. Got him for 24 tonight, 16 in this second half. And he and Jake really battled there at the end. Jake did push him, but he also reached in. I think it's the right call. Foul shot good. And again, 24 points, had a great game, but was frustrated and was taken out of the game second and third quarter when the Cats made their run. 69-56. Cats up by 13, 17 seconds to go. Shot going in and one, and the foul on Newark on Braden Kobe, who's checked in, and a chance for a three-point play. Ah! 10 seconds exactly to go. Foul shot is up and in. And almost another steal by the Tigers. 8 seconds to go. By the way, that was Sanders with the three-point play, his first points of the night. They will play all the way to the end, 69-59. And it goes to Meister, back to Quackenbush, to Brooks. And that finally should do it. Across the front court, and the Cats win it. Not easy, but doing what they need to do. And took care of business, and they get the 10-point victory, 69-59, over the Pickerington Central Tigers. We'll recap this one after this timeout. You've been listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Lucart Heating and Cooling has the experience, knowledge, professionalism, and quality service you'd expect from a Lennox Premier dealer. This earned distinction means you'll receive outstanding installation, maintenance, and service on your home's heating and cooling system. Call Lucart Heating and Cooling at 740-344-5497 and ask about rebates, or visit LucartHeating.com to learn more about how we can make your home's comfort perfect. Ohio License 38151.
All Christmas Tire, All Christmas Tire. How lovely is thy tread wear.
Have you picked out your Christmas tires yet? Nothing beats the smell of new tires in your garage. At Ohio Tire, we have a set of tires perfect for your sled or whatever you drive. From tractors to heavy trucks to cars to light trucks, we carry the American brands that you know and sell them at a fair price. Ohio Tire, 140 Everett Avenue in Newark, next to Midway. Ohio Tire, we keep Ohio rolling.
Don't let your furnace freeze your holiday cheer. Now is the time to take advantage of FederElite's free consult with Bryant options to fit any budget. With tax credits ending December 31st, make the most of your money now. With special financing and lease-to-own options available, lower your bills, boost your comfort, and save before the deadline. Call 754-HEAT or visit federalheating.com and upgrade with FederElite, your local factory-authorized Bryant dealer, and let us do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Attention savvy drivers. This is Ryan Schreiber at Madison Collins Stevens Insurance, your local leader in auto insurance. Feeling the pinch of skyrocketing auto insurance rates? Don't settle for the ordinary. Switch to Erie Insurance, where your wallet and coverage stays full. At Madison Collins Stevens, we've got your back with exclusive access to Erie's unbeatable rates. Now is the time to seize control of your savings. Visit our office in downtown Newark or visit mcsinsurance.com to save on your insurance rates with Madison Collins Stevens.
It's official. Great beer and great people gather together at Trek Brewing. You're invited to join in to enjoy the full menu with incredible mouth-watering specials. Let's not forget the fresh and delicious craft brews and handcrafted cocktails. Trek supports local organizations Thursdays, and be sure to hit the links on the state-of-the-art golf simulators no matter the weather. Trek Brewing, trekbeer.com.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 63 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anybody because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they'll find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
This is Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Cats remain undefeated, winning round one of their annual battles with Pickerington Central, getting this one here at the Jimmy tonight by a final of 69-59. Cats led 30-18 at halftime, expanded it to 51-34 in the third quarter, and had a 20-point lead throughout the second half. But some sloppy basketball near the end, and Central just not quitting, got it down to the final 10-point margin. But again, Newark doing what it needs to defensively. And then this offensively, this is the third time in five games that the Cats have scored 69 points, and they had 75 against Canal on Tuesday. So offensively, they are really getting the job done. Central came in giving up less than 50 points in four straight contests, but Newark took care of that again with the 69-59 victory. Jay Quackenbush led the way, 28 points, 12 rebounds unofficially on the boards, but Jake, another standout performance with a double-double. 18 points for Tyron Brooks, 17 for Ty Gilbert, and then 2 points each for Alex Irvin Royster, Zach Meister, and Bodie Smith. So the Cats move to 5-0 on the season, 4-0 in the OCC Buckeye. Non-conference game tomorrow at Capitol as they take on Afrocentric with a tip-off at 5:30. Our next broadcast will be a doubleheader for you next Saturday, the Newark Holiday Tournament. The Lady Cats will be on the air at approximately 2:15 with a tip at 2:30 against Olentangy Orange. And then the boys conclude the Holiday Tournament that Saturday evening, taking on Toledo. Start with the pregame approximately 7:15, tip-off at 7:30. We'll also have the games for you on Sunday, those times to be determined with how both of those teams perform on Saturday. Steve, my man, as always, great job back at the station. For everyone else, this is Brian Mays. Again, your final score from the Jimmy, 69-59. Newark wins it. Have yourselves a great Friday and weekend, everyone. And, of course, a very Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you after the holidays. So long, everyone. This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This has been Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Tries baseline all the way. Lays it up and in.
Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lickey Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Widener's Corner, and Batteries Unlimited.
Bullseye!
It's Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.